Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Family, it is your host, Esther. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the remix. Happy New Year, Earth Year, that is. Everybody, it's officially 2014. Woo-woo! Welcome to the remix, everyone. Welcome to the remix. How is everybody doing? I missed y'all. Oh, my goodness. I missed the remix family. Yes, how is everyone doing tonight? Just want to welcome you all to the remix, the first remix show of 2014. Tonight we're going to be talking all about new beginnings and fresh starts and what we want for ourselves in 2014. So, you know, on this fifth day of 2014, it's a great time to lay the foundation and set those intentions for what we want this year. So we're going to spend some time doing that. We're going to kind of check in with everybody, see what's going on with everyone, see how you all have been doing. In the Goddess Book of Days, of course, I had to check that before I put the show together today, and it's actually the celebration of Demeter and Isis and Erzuli. It's the return of light and life to Earth, and La Befana, who was the good witch who brings gifts to children, which is actually a part of where the story of Santa Claus came from. So I thought it was perfect, you know, kind of perfect alignment with what's already kind of going on in the universe for us just to start talking about what we want new for ourselves and new beginnings and all that wonderful, wonderful information. So as always, make sure you call in and get on the line, 646-652-2711. We'll definitely do a lot of sharing tonight, a lot of interacting, just checking in to just see how everybody's doing. You can also Skype in to call. The Skype sign is on the Blog Talk Remix page, so if you want to go ahead and come on over to www.blogtalk.com/the remix, you'll see the Skype sign there. You'll also see where you can log into the chat room, and the chat room is open, and all the Remix families in the building. Want to send much love out to Calamar and Explicit Tensai and Rising Sun and Tori and Davina and Nefertiti, all of you all, peace and love to all of you. Everyone else making their way over, go ahead and come in to the remix, and you know we will definitely make you feel welcome and right at home. Oh, so happy to be here with y'all tonight. We took a little bit of a break, you know, and I hope that everybody had some time to get some R&R, you know, some rest and relaxation and spend some quality time with your friends and family. But there has just been so much going on, so much going on. And I know that many of us got hit with some physical ailments, such as myself. I hurt my back, so I've been kind of dealing with that over the past week and a half, and a little rough, and a lot of us are dealing with some emotional ailments and other things, and so it's been a trying last few weeks, 2013, and yes, I know, and see you all in the chat room. I know I'm not alone. Trust and believe, I know that. So nevertheless, we made it. So we are here in 2014, and the remix is back live. And, you know, we're just going to lift some energy up tonight. We're going to set some intentions for this year. We're going to welcome in all of this beautiful energy that's here to come. And, you know, a lot of times when you kind of get hit on your ass and forced to sit down, it's for a reason. It's for a really good reason. And I know for me it was. And so really just taking that time to kind of get yourself in order, you know, and sometimes we don't do that until we're sick, until we're kind of forced to do it. And so it's a perfect way to start the year when you really have to kind of sit and think about what it is that you want to do new for yourself. What is it that you want to accomplish this year? You know, and really just kind of set those intentions and put them out there. So we're going to do that. And I know that some of you went on a remix binge and listened to all the remix archives. I was getting emails and messages on Facebook. So I'm happy to know that you all did that. It's always great to go back through the remix archives and listen to the shows, because definitely those messages are here for us, and they're relevant. No matter when you listen to them, they're relevant. On our last share, we had revisited some feng shui, and we listened to a share that Miss Blue did a few years ago where she did some feng shui for modern times. And so hopefully some of you had a chance to incorporate those principles, do a good year-end cleansing and clearing in order to really kind of welcome all that wonderful energy that is present. And so if you missed those shares, make sure you go back and download. You can find all of those shows on the Remix Radio page on Blog Talk. You can subscribe to it on iTunes, and you can have all of them automatically downloaded to your PC. I also want to let you all know that if you did not get a chance to send your email to Miss Blue about what was your favorite remix moment with Miss Blue, make sure you do that. She is still getting through her emails, as you can imagine. She has thousands of messages to catch up on. And it also was her born day on January 1st, so sending Miss Blue a very, very, very happy, happy, happy belated born day wishes. And I know all of you did on her Facebook wall as well, but she is catching up and going through all of her emails. And so if you did not send your message about your favorite remix moment with Miss Blue, make sure you send it to her at questionforblue, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, for blue at gmail.com, the number 4, B-L-U-E at gmail.com, and email that with the title Favorite Remix Moment, and you will be included in this special project. So make sure you do that. Definitely want to send much love out to Miss Blue. She's listening tonight. Also to Sister Manya, hugs and kisses. To Brother Bilal, of course. Much love to him and all the sisters in the priestesshood, and definitely also everyone in Self-Invested. Just missing all of y'all. I'm missing all my remix fans. You know, I want to send hugs and kisses to everyone, and also send hugs and kisses out to Brother Bobby and Sister Linda as well. Whew, yeah, y'all, it's cold. That's the other thing, you know. For those of you here in the Midwest, y'all know it's really cold. And we kind of got hit with what they were calling a snowstorm, a blizzard that was named Hercules. And I thought, you know, I thought that name was kind of funny, but I see why they called it Hercules, because I was like, you know, it's snow, but when you're from the Midwest, especially Chicago, especially, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan, any of these kind of states, you kind of know that in the winter you're going to get snow. It's just kind of understood. So I was like, you know, yeah, we had a snowstorm. It was a few days. I don't know if it warranted being called Hercules, but, baby, let me tell you, Hercules is here, okay? Because not only has it been snowing, like, for the past week, it is also so cold. It's frigid cold. And I think that they said tomorrow some parts of the Midwest are going to reach 50 below. And that's just not cool. That's going to be the weather, 50 below. Just not cool. So, you know, I'm sending much love and warmth to all my fellow Midwesterners. And I know this has also spread into other parts of the world. I know Atlanta is supposed to be getting some snow. Texas is getting hit with some snow. So definitely sending much love and warmth out to everyone. You know, be safe, you all. Those of you who are Midwesterners like myself, you know, make sure that you stay warm. Make sure that you got all the stuff that you need in your houses and get you some covers and candles and all that wonderful stuff. It's a good time to just get cozy, and I'm actually really surprised. I know it's a big deal because my job is closed tomorrow. And I kind of have had the situation where, you know, I've never gotten a snow day or a weather day. I can probably count on my hand how many times I've actually gotten, like, a day off because of the weather. Because, again, in Chicago, this is just expected. You know, people look at you like you're crazy when you say you're going to take a day off because it's cold. Because they're like, duh, it's always cold. But I'm happy that people have recognized that the best thing to do on a day like today, or tomorrow, or the day after that, is stay your butt in the house. So send in much love and like I said, and warmth to everyone who's also going through that. It's kind of rough. It's definitely kind of rough. And like I said, Hercules, yeah, Hercules is here. Hercules that came and gave the sucker punch for real. So definitely want to acknowledge that. I also want to acknowledge, you know, it's a football Sunday, and even though I got to kind of mourn a little bit about my Bears not being in the playoffs, I just want to say ha, ha, ha to the Green Bay Packers, because I knew y'all was going to lose. And I want to send shout out to San Francisco. Whew, just want to send much love out to y'all for whooping Green Bay down. That's all. I just had to give my little shout out to the 49ers, because I surely was watching that game very, very, very happy. All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So just want to let everyone know also, it is Sunday night. So as you all know, the Kim Deck orders go out tonight. If you don't know what the Kim Deck is, I really don't know where you have been. That's the Know Your Magic Oracle Deck. And if you haven't gotten your deck, www.missblueblast.com, MSBLUEBLAST.com/ cards, and place your order. You can also get the audio workbook, and if you want to contact Miss Blue or any of the other Remix family, definitely come over to the Facebook page, the Facebook Remix Radio page, where you can hit up all of us. We definitely check those messages all the time, and all you have to do is click like. You don't have to wait to be added, so search for the Remix Radio on Facebook and hit us up. Let me see here. I want to give a shout-out again to all of our international callers. Just taking a look at where y'all are all calling from. Wow. So let's see. We got Switzerland in the house. Switzerland. We got Qatar, Afghanistan, Seychelles, Mauritius, Tsunami, Bolivia, the Cayman Islands. Man, I would love to be there. Whew. Denmark, Malaysia, Nepal, Belgium, Chile, Cyprus, Argentina, Bangladesh, Mozambique, Saudi Arabia, Ghana, Lithuania, Austria, Thailand, Egypt, Brazil, Greece, Italy, Spain, the Philippines, the Bahamas, India, Germany, Australia, Trinidad and Tobago, Tunisia, Barbados, Jamaica, Netherlands, France, Nigeria, Turkey, South Africa, Kenya, Canada, of course, the wonderful UK, and then all of us here in the U.S., and like I said, all of us that are cold here in the U.S., but sending much love to everyone listening all over the world. Happy 2014 to y'all again. Just so happy to be back. So happy to be here with the Remix family. I think it's also important that we continue to dump it a lot of y'all got to dumping out as the year ended, but I definitely want to encourage you all to keep dumping it, and it's a perfect time always to keep releasing and getting all those things off your chest. So dump it ASAP, dump it, D-U-M-P-I-T, ASAP.com. Make sure you get all that mess out your system. Don't carry it on. We're only 5 days into 2014, so let's start the year off right, you know? All right, so I think we're ready to dance. We're going to play some Baby Blue for 2014, and we're going to go ahead and get it started, y'all. How about that? How about that? Yeah, I think it's time for us to do that. All right, here we go.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, here we go, y'all.
Hit it. Oh, how you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Play so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah! You're getting down. Look at him! Ha. We're gonna have a bunch of good times. 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 Let's take them up, Fred.
second thing about making a big M. Look here. Look at that.
You over there?
We better sing one verse. All right. What we got to do?
Play some James Brown, y'all. I had to set it off with some James Brown. Much love. I say out to James Brown. That's my guy right there. I love me some James Brown. We had to set it off. Funky good time. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Remix family. Woo! Opening up this year, really just welcoming in some beautiful energy that's here, and I'm really excited, you know, about what we have that is to come for us here. So tonight we are going to be talking about new beginnings and really looking at those things that we want to focus on for 2014. What do we want to focus on? What do we want to improve? So we're going to do a few exercises. We're going to do some kind of mini reflections on what we want new for ourselves. We're going to do some toning linguistics. And we're going to also write about what we're going to look forward to. And I thought it would be really good to start by looking at the areas in our lives where we are new beginners, you know. So really kind of looking at things where we're doing that we've never done before, looking at things that we're doing that may be making us a little nervous because we're unprepared, and then also kind of focusing on the things that we want to improve for 2014. Yes, all of those wonderful things. So we're going to start with some kind of fill-in-the-blank question and answer questions we're going to start with. So you definitely want to get out your blue pens, you know. Get your blue pens and your paper out. And if you're not on the line, you want to get on the line, 646-652-2711. Definitely want to hear from the Remix family sharing sharing what you all are looking forward to in 2014. So, okay, let's go ahead and get started. So I'm going to go through these statements, and you all are going to fill in the blank, and I'm going to go through, there's seven of them. As you all know, 2014 is a seven-year, and I'm sure Brother Bilal will be coming on to talk about and breaking all that down and what we have to look forward from a numerology, astronomy, astrology, you know, all those hot sciences. I'm sure he will come and break that down. But we got seven questions, seven statements for you all to fill in. So let me go ahead and get started. I'll go through them once, and then I will repeat them. All right, so number one, the one lesson that I learned in 2013 and that I will carry into 2014 is blank. So the one lesson that I learned in 2013 that I will carry into 2014 is blank. Number two, this year I will start blank. Number three, this year I will finish blank. Number four, this year I need help with blank. Number five, this year I will learn blank. Number six, this year I am a new beginner and nervous as hell about blank. And number seven, this year I need to get a new story about blank. I'm going to repeat them. I'll repeat them explicit. I know I'm reading fast. I'm so hype right now. That's what James Brown do for me. So I really can't move around too much, so that energy just kind of makes me speed up and everything else because I can't dance because my back is hurt. So I'm sorry. All right. So here we go again. The one lesson that I learned in 2013 that I will carry into 2014 is blank. Just one lesson, okay? Number two, this year I will start blank. And you want to kind of make this truncated. I see OT is saying the blanks are so broad. Yes, you want to make them as simple as you can. So think of Occam's razor, you know, the simplest explanation possible. So just this as few words as you can summarize what your answer to these, okay? So New Birth, I need you to be more specific about 2013's lessons. All right, so number two, this year I will start blank. Number three, this year I will finish blank. Number four, this year I need help with blank. Number five, this year I will learn blank. Number six, this year I am a new beginner and nervous as hell about blank. And this year, number seven, this year I need to get a new story about blank. All right, y'all got them? I'm about to steal too fast. Okay. Y'all are doing the most. All right. Here we go. And I'm going to put them in the chat room, too. So number one, the one lesson that I need to learn in 2013 that I will carry into 2014 is blank, all right? Number two, this year I will start blank. Thank you, Chastity. Thank you for posting them in the room. Number three, this year I will finish blank. Number four, this year I need help with blank. Number five, this year I will learn blank. Number six, this year I am a new beginner and I am nervous as hell about blank. And number seven, this year I need to get a new story about blank. All right. So I'm going to give you all a little time to write that, okay? And then you can get on the line, 646-652-2711. Definitely want to hear what you all have to share. When you get on the line, press 1. I'll give you all a little time to to write out your answers. Magellan is participating tonight, too, as you all can hear. So there you have it. All right, so here we go. So here's a little bit of time for you all to actually write your answers down for these. Thank you. Finish while y'all in the chat room doing the most, right? Happy's over here talking about she doing the Jamaican dance, but she ain't finished. Okay. All right, so I'm going to give you a little more time. When you get done, 646-652-2711, press 1 to share with the Remix family. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, Remix family. So I hope everyone is done the way y'all show it out in the chat room. Call in to share, 646-652-2711. I'm going to go ahead and go to the line. I see a few people with their hands up, so I'm going to go ahead and check on the callers. So calling in from area code 954, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Patrick. I'm from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Patrick from Fort Lauderdale. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Merry Christmas and New Year.
Happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you as well. To you as well.
Yeah.
Did you finish the exercise, Patrick?
I just briefly started doing it. Basically, one thing that I've actually learned in 2014. That I would like to carry on is being a little bit more hasty about, I wouldn't say more or less as friendships.
Mm.
Relationships, I would say more or less friendships.
Okay.
I look at it from a totally different aspect now. It's not even about a relationship anymore, but because I found that to be like a facade in a lot of ways coming from the Western world. It's just some certain things that mistakes that you've made in the past, and you just don't want to go back in those mistakes again, and.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things that I've basically kind of like learned. Do I have to go through all these?
Yes, that would be nice, unless you don't want to. But yes, that would be nice if you could.
This year, I guess I would start.
You will start?
No, it's not a guess.
Start. Yes, yes.
Right.
I just wanted to stop you. You said, I guess I would start. I'm like, you going to start. What you going to start this year?
Well, this year I guess I will start plugging in a little bit more to the Remix.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to plug in as much as I wanted to because I work a lot, and things have adjusted, so now I will be able to plug in a little bit more. And this year, I plan on finishing my projects, my musical projects that I promised Miss Blue a long time ago, and I'm in the process of doing that.
Wonderful. What type of project is it?
It's a musical project that I'm doing.
Is it like
it's
an album? It's a mixtape. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a mixtape, but which I would like to explain to everybody.
Yes, please do.
Usually when people hear the thing of mixtape, they really kind of like think of with the perception of today's music.
Yeah.
I like to do something that's a little bit more meaningful and give something more back to the people, not just about the industry standards and everything. I want to kind of like go far beyond that, go far beyond the corporate hold of things. It's just like, okay, 30 and 40 years down the line, you can relate to something that I said in my mixtape.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. Wow. Okay, beautiful.
And I feel like I'm on blast right now.
That's okay. You're on blast, but it's blast with love. It's a good on blast. a good old blast. Beautiful. Okay, so what do you need help with this year?
Needing help with, I guess, help. I couldn't, that's kind of like a hard question to answer, because as far as I'm saying, I think we all need areas of help in our lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, to pinpoint one particular thing. I would say more or less trying to get a, you know, be a little bit more creative than I was before, you know, as far as music-wise. You know,
yeah.
I think I probably would need a little bit more help. Not saying that I'm not up to par right now, you know, there's always something, you know, that we can improve in our lives.
That's,
you know,
exactly right.
Because, you know, with me, I mean, my life is a musical journey, you know, it's a composition in itself, and it can't stop, and it won't stop.
I know that's right, Patrick. I'm fired up for you. He said it can't stop and it won't stop. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, I love that. I love that. So what are you going to learn this year?
My goals of what I will learn this year, I will learn to be a little bit more aggressive in life, a little bit more understanding to other people's needs. And just be a little bit more focused and just keep it in my mind. The sky is the limit. The world is mine and everything in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, next. This year you are a new beginner and nervous as hell about what?
I think I might be nervous if I I think I'd be nervous about challenges, you know, different challenges, different opportunities that have come to me, and you know, just it's so many things that's going on in the world right now, and it's just like it's just challenges, different, you know, coming across different obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I will be probably afraid of that, you know, maybe, I guess, it's self-challenging, you know.
Sure, sure.
So,
and then this year, I need to get a new story about what? What do you need to get a new story about?
Well, I want to get a new story, and I want to tell about my life and my struggles.
Oh, okay.
Probably an old story. Probably something that somebody already heard, you know. But I think it's a new story because I'm a unique person.
There's no soul that's
like mine.
Right.
So I think I got a story to tell, just as well as you have a story to tell, because who would ever thought that Esther would be on the remix show?
That's right. That's exactly right. You ain't never lied about that.
No.
Yes.
She told me in a private conversation once, and she said, you know what? I was my worst critic. And sometimes it was a hard pill to swallow. But when I thought about it, you know, I had to really kind of like, you know, come up out of that shell and realize, you know, I make the best, you know, of whatever I put together in life. So, So be looking forward to hearing, you know,
Oh, we are. We are definitely looking for it. I can't wait to hear this. And it really just sounds like you got so much fire and passion behind your project. So we're going to be looking for it in 2014 now. You know, the Remix family, we get extra hype for stuff like this. So somebody might be tracking you down like, Patrick, you said that album was going to come out this year. Where's that mixtape at, Patrick?
It's going to come. I'm trying to get Mr. Valentino on there, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that will be really interesting. Oh, that'll be really interesting. Armani. Yeah. Yes, brother Armani. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Patrick, thank you so much for being our first caller and sharing and opening up kind of that the energy here. Really appreciate it. Sending you much love. And I'll hold the line for us, okay?
All right, I wish everybody the best of luck.
Thank you, Patrick. Oh, I love that. Remix family is so talented. So talented, for real. For real, for real. So let me go to the next caller calling in from area code 804. 804, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling.
Hi.
Hello,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
My name is Cheryl, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Hey, Cheryl from Virginia.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great. Greetings and blessings for 2014.
Yes. Happy 2014 to you, too. Are you calling to share your answers?
Yes, I am. I had just dialed in, and I looked at the time. It was 11:22, and you started talking right away and asking the questions. So I grabbed that and here I am.
That's divine timing right there. That's what that is. That is divine timing. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, go ahead. Let's see. What's the one lesson that you learned in 2013 that you're going to carry into 2014?
Well, the one lesson that I definitely learned in 2013 was to open my heart to new experiences.
Not such
to
a beautiful lesson.
Out, not block anyone out, and to just open my heart and just experience.
Yeah, such a beautiful lesson. I love that.
Yeah.
All right,
and
this year you will start what?
This year I will start saving money.
Oh, yes, I know, right?
I can always find something to do with it. If it isn't, but give it away. I mean, like, literally give it away or find someone else to spend it on. So that's something I definitely have to do.
Yes, I feel you there. I'm right there with you. Right there with you.
So, and this year I will definitely finish clearing the home that I live in, meaning that I have been cleaning and clearing for, I don't know, ever since my mom passed away, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, even though, you know, it's my home, it's my sanctuary, I'm very peaceful here, it seems like I'm not quite settled. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I feel like I'm always preparing to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Have you done some feng shui there? Have you used anything from the recent shares that we did with the feng shui shows?
You know, I feel like I listened to the feng shui show, and it seems like I've been doing all the stuff
a lot
you guys
of it.
Have been talking
okay.
about, even
gotcha.
Before I heard the show.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that. I can definitely see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I you know, I let my spirit lead me.
Beautiful.
And how to do it. I listen, and I just do it bit by bit, you know, whenever I'm moved to do it. So, you know, I don't try to read a book and do it any particular way.
That's the best way to do
it. Yeah. And look at some, you know, look at one or two directions. But it's more like to double check, like, yeah, I'm going in the right direction, but not to, like, really take any, like, you know, like a set book way. I let my spirit lead me how to do it.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
so
know,
this
like
year, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying that, like, at the beginning, a few days ago, right at the beginning of the year, I went ahead and I cleaned and cleared and cleaned my altar and redid my whole altar.
Mm.
And it feels completely different. It's
wow.
Like I'm really ready to work with this because I've been working on it piece by piece, but it seems like it's really just now coming together. And I got that all done at the first of the year. And even the house, I switched some things around and move some stuff around, and it feels completely different.
I love that. I love that. I love shifting things around and just how dramatically just moving something can change the energy in your house. It's so amazing to me, and I love doing that. So, yeah, I definitely feel that. I feel it. Okay, so what do you need help with this year?
I think the big thing that I need help with, which is probably connected to opening my heart, you know, to new experiences, is to just accept others just as they are.
Ooh-wee.
They don't have to be in a certain way. They don't have to fit into my idea of what I think they should be like or what I think they should be doing. Just accept them right at the point where they are, because everybody's on their own path, just like I'm on mine. And wherever they are, that's where they are. Don't try to change anybody else, because really, I'm always busy working on myself.
That's right.
So I feel if I work on myself, then me looking out, I could see others from a different perspective.
Yeah, and that's a life lesson right there. So I do understand, definitely understand. Okay, so this year, what are you going to learn?
I absolutely have to learn to swim. I hear you laughing.
Yeah.
It's something I have always wanted to do. It's something I feel I need to do. And I've just never, ever done it. And so I'm definitely going to do it this year. I'm going to take classes. I'm going to do it.
Do you know where you're going to take classes at?
I might just do the Y.
Okay. Yeah.
You
know, you can one way to inspire yourself to learn to swim is to book a trip someplace where there's water. And then you get extra motivated. And I have friends that did this because you want to swim. So it's like you're going to go someplace where the ocean's there, there's pools and stuff, and you know you're going to want to get in the water. And you know if it's a really lovely trip, that's one way. And I know you said you're trying to save some money, but that might be one way for you to splurge on yourself before you start saving your money. So there you go.
But that was one of my things because I'm like, I want to take a cruise because I've never done that. But I'm like, I don't know if I want to look, not like you can really swim in deep water, but I'm like, you know, I feel like I need to learn to swim before I take a cruise.
You know, I agree too.
But maybe your way is better. Maybe that is better.
Yeah, either a cruise or just a vacation trip, just a little motivation. That's all. You know, I know people that motivate themselves to lose weight, you know, when they're going on a trip. They motivate themselves to get into a bikini, so they need to lose, you know, 50 pounds or something. So I'm just saying, that's just a little motivation there. That's all.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe I'll try it your way.
Beautiful. So this year you are a new beginner and nervous as hell about what?
My new relationship.
Oh-wee.
Mm-hmm. I'm a new beginner because I haven't really had a relationship in 20 years.
Wow.
You know, but that was my choice. That was, you know, that was my choice.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
And it goes right back again to learning to open my heart.
To open your heart, yeah, yeah.
Which is exactly what I did, and he walked right in, and
aww.
It's fabulous right now because it's all new, but I'm still a little bit nervous.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful, Cheryl. Yeah, everybody's sending you hearts in the chat room. Aww.
Thank
yes.
God,
that's
it.
A beautiful thing to be nervous about, by the way, because I think that whenever you start relationships, you know, that nervousness is all wrapped up in kind of the butterflies that you get in your stomach, and it's all the excitement and the thrill, and, you know, that's a healthy dose of nervousness when you're into a new relationship, especially one where you just said this is kind of coming from you just opening up your heart and really allowing your heart chakra to be open to kind of receive. And that can make you nervous because
yeah.
you'd be like, I'm enjoying this too much. You know, like I just don't, what is going on? Something's got to be coming. And so just
that's
trying to get yourself in the right mind state where you can just be okay and just kind of be, you know, in that mystery, enjoying what's new and enjoying that experience. Oh, yeah, I feel
yeah.
you.
You know, for years, I have been telling my girlfriends, I'm like, you know what, I don't need to go to the club. I don't need to go anywhere. Whenever that man shows up, he's going to walk right in my door. And he actually literally walked right in my door.
Wow.
He did.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And I was like, okay, I said it. I called it. Here he is. So, you know, don't shut it down. Don't shut him out. Just open your heart and experience it. And that's what I've been doing for the past 6 months. And it's
oh,
cute.
I love it. Do y'all hear that, Remix Land? She said, I ain't going to the club. I'm not going out. I'm not going on Match.com. He going to come
no,
in
no
my
much.
House,
no
okay?
Much, no.
All you got to do is put it out there. And that's how
no,
it
really.
Works. I'm
my
so happy you sharing it.
To put me on Match.com. He says, I'm going to go on Match.com and sign you up. And I said, no, you're not, because I'm not dealing with the crazies.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yes. Oh, that is so beautiful. I love it. So what do you need to get a new story about this year?
Well, you know, this year being the Chinese New Year, the year of the horse.
Yeah.
And I read something just today that said the horse, the horse signifies strength and energy and just being free, like running free and experiencing things. And I was like, that sounds like a good year.
That's right.
That's exactly right. When you opened up the show, you said 2014 double sevens. Is that what you said?
It's a seven year.
Yeah. Right. You said it's a 7 year, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
You know, I didn't quite remember what you said because that's when I was running to get my pads to write my answer. But yeah,
yes.
I feel like I need to stop saying I can't. That just like the swimming or anything else, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, say I can do it, because I feel like even if I attempt to do it, that's better than never trying at
That's right. You did it. That's exactly right.
I can do it. Just do it. Like Nike says, just do it.
Just do it. That's right. And even, and Cheryl, that's such a, again, just so, you're sharing so many wonderful lessons that I think are really life lessons. Just knowing that even in an attempt in doing something, and if you fail, that that's okay, that that is a part of the process, and the whole thing is just you doing it. And I think so many times, especially when you think about the New Year's and people kind of starting New Year resolutions, and everybody's talking about what they're going to do for the year and writing blogs and posting it on Facebook, and, you know, every magazine and every news article is about that. And then what happens a month later is all that shit go out the window, basically. You know, nobody did nothing. Ain't nobody even tried to do nothing. But in their mind, you know, they've already built up these excuses and these reasons for failure when they haven't even tried it. And so I really love what you just said, because it's not about what you can't do. It's about your attempt. It's about you trying it. It's about you just doing it. And that goes for whatever your goals are for this year.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is, just getting out and doing it. I love that. Yeah, I love that. Beautiful.
And, you know,
well, Cheryl,
I'm really, really not one to make New Year resolutions.
No.
Whenever I decide I'm going to do something, just do it.
Just start
right now. Because
that's
exactly
right.
If you keep thinking about it and waiting for a particular date, it's, you know, you're going to build up all this resistance, and you're going to find ways of why you shouldn't
making excuses
do it.
To not do it. That's right. And
yeah,
then you get caught up
yeah.
in the hype. You know, I hate New Year's resolutions because it's a thing now. You know, it's one thing, and I think that all of us have probably, you know, kind of done this culturally our whole lives, just knowing that whenever a new year starts, whether it's the beginning of the year, whether it's the beginning of a school year, the beginning of a new relationship, a new job, you automatically set goals and set intentions for what you want from that. And that's just kind of a natural part. That's what we do culturally. But when it becomes this, like, big thing of, oh, my gosh, you know, what's your five resolutions for this year? And if you got this resolution, this is how you need to do it. And everybody's bragging about what their resolutions are. And everybody got something to say. Then it takes away from the energy that you kind of already put into it when you're doing it authentically, when you're doing it when it comes to the heart, instead of just trying to show off and just trying to, you know, kind of take
a
part in something that's a fad. You know?
Absolutely agree with you. Yes,
exactly. Wow, Cheryl, I love it. I love all of your lessons that you shared, and just want to send you love, and also want to send you hugs and kisses to your new relationship, and just really happy for you. This is going to be a beautiful year for you all, and so just want to definitely thank you for sharing, and hold the line for us.
Thank you, Remix family.
All right. Peace and love, Cheryl. Hold the line.
Peace and love. Bye-bye.
Wow. Love that. Really, really, really love that. Everyone else, make sure you get on the line and take a part in this. You all are going to be really happy if you do, because you'll get to go back and listen to it. You know, as we end this year, you'll be able to go back and go, wow, I said I was going to do blah, blah, blah in the beginning of 2014. It's a great way to check yourself, but we'll come back to that. I'm going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 615. 615, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther.
Hey. Who's on the line?
This is Chastity calling in from Nashville. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Chastity?
All right. Let's see here. The lesson I learned from 2013 that I'm going to take into 2014 is that you are exactly where you put yourself. That's what I learned.
You could say that again a million times. For real. You are exactly where you
say,
put yourself.
But you don't know it till you live it.
Yeah.
It has a whole different meaning. Like, you are exactly where you put yourself. So.
Yes.
Yeah. My, what is it, number two, writing more down to keep up with myself and keep everything on track. using more magical tools. The Remix family, self-invested, has really helped with, you know, providing a lot of different ways where we can keep track of things. So
yeah.
I think that that helps gauge, like, where we are. You always kind of need to check yourself so that, you know, you don't find yourself somewhere, like Ms. Boo says, like, where life is moving you.
And you ain't.
let's see. Thing I will finish. Is that number three? Yeah.
Yep.
I will finish writing at least one book for adults this year.
That's what I'm talking about. All right now. Chastity, you know, put it out there, y'all. She's going to have her book coming out this year. All right.
Read it.
Yes.
Yep. I'm working on it now, so.
Beautiful.
Number four, I need help with keeping up with everything I just said.
You know what, Chastity. She says
so
he needs some help to keep
like,
it up with
I
that.
I don't want to wake up in June and be like, what have I been doing?
Well, Chastity, we are going to do some shows about goal setting and kind of monitoring your goals and keeping track and all of that. So we are going to do some shows on that, and we'll also do some self-invested classes on that too. So you go get it. You go get it.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see. I will learn to not jump to judgment. You do you, and let me do me.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I love that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Number six, I am a new beginner and nervous as hell about nothing being the same. For me, like, literally, I got a new job. I'm going to a new university. For a new major, I made, like, a life choice about, you know, some things. I was wondering, like, which road do I go down? So I made a choice.
Yeah.
I'm about to get a new place. So, yeah, I'm nervous about all
of
that. You know,
look at all these new beginnings you got going on, Chastity. This is beautiful. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm happy, too. But thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
The last year with the Remix and, you know, self-invested, the priesthood has really helped to kind of kickstart, you know, some dust off of Chastity's behind. So I'm real happy about that.
Yes, yes, I love it.
For real.
All
for
right.
Real.
And then what you need
see,
to get
need
a new story about?
Not caring about what others think. I think that comes with the judgment comment, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up like this, for real. When I was little, I used to think that everybody in the world was crazy. Like, where do all these people come from? And I didn't think that, you know, I was really a part of them. And I couldn't wait to, like, grow up where I could, you know, do my own thing. And then when I got to be an adult, I kind of just joined them.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah.
You know, go back to where I was when I was younger and just really just do you and say what
yeah.
you got to say and what you got to do because it's about your happiness at the end
That's
of the day.
Right.
And then,
That's
like,
right.
Cheryl, my man, can knock on my door and be like, yo, I'm taking you somewhere. I'm like, yeah. All that other stuff.
Well, Chastity, all you got to do is put it out there, okay? That's all you got to do. If that's what you want your man to come knock on your door, you don't want to have to go out and search for him, all you got to do is especially put it out there on a Remix, child. Now, you might get a whole, you might get a little too much, but, hey, once it's out there, it's out there. So, I'm just
come
saying.
Come pick me up, Kirk.
So y'all heard it. That's what Chastity wants, y'all. So a good man, not the cray crays. She wants a good man to come and knock on her door. That's right. Oh, that is wonderful, Chastity. I love all of your lessons that you shared. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing, and definitely wishing you much love and sending you hugs and kisses, too, on all of your New Year desires.
You the same, always.
All right, all right. Well, hold the line for me. Peace and love.
Peace and love, peace and love.
Oh, I love the remix family. Yes, I love these lessons. Let's go to the next caller. This looks like a Skype caller calling in from Skype, or maybe this is a private number. You're live on the remix. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
Hello, good night, Esther.
Hello, good night, Griffin from Jamaica. How you doing, Griffin?
Griffin,
what's
right
going
now?
On out there? What's going on with the internet, child? Y'all got some bad weather, too?
No, it's just that the internet where I am right now, it's a little fudge, so... Well, it's good because I'm calling in from the phone, but I can still chat and stuff like that.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, I was about to say, I know y'all ain't having no 50 below weather like we are, because then it's going to really be
no,
the problem.
No. Wow, that's some serious weather, man.
Yeah, it ain't no joke. What's the weather in Jamaica, Griffin? Just for shits and giggles, as they say. What's the weather in Jamaica?
Right now, it's about 78.
78? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
78. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, moving right along. Are you calling to share? Are you calling to share?
I definitely called to share, and it was a little hard because there's a lot of things that I wanted to, you know, really, that are important. So, I mean, I just wrote down what I felt that was important. So, for number one, the lesson that I learned that was important was, one, that I am in control of my life, and I'm not a victim. Okay, so when there's something happening in my life, I don't start blaming people. I start to ask myself, what is going on with me? What's my inner conversation? What am I saying to myself? You know, what's the relationship I have with myself? I start looking at myself. And see how whatever is happening is related to me. And the other lesson is the importance of being present in my own life. So those are the two things that I really took from 13.
Love that,
Then now, number two, using money wisely.
This year you're going to start using money wisely. So many starts have to do with money this year.
Well, in all honesty, Esther, I'm just going to say it. I mean, when I really see what I want to feel from my life, it's going to take wealth. It's going to take money. It's going to take resources. And I used to be ashamed to say that, but not anymore. This is what I need in order to live the life that I desire, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I really, and it takes wisdom to understand money, to be able to save it, because I am terrible at saving, so that's definitely all encompassed in using money wisely so that I can build wealth, right?
Absolutely,
So that's number two. Number three, I'll finish all the projects that I started last year, which are story writing, paintings that I started. All the projects that I started, I actually started them. Like
now, do you know how many? Do you know how many projects that is?
I would actually say it's nine, but I really want to do, right now, I'm going to do four of them. Story writing, artwork, exploring craft, wood carving, and jewelry.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that. Right?
All right.
So that's what I'm going to finish in 2013. And number four, I will learn animation.
So this year you need help with. That's number four. this year I need help with.
I need help with, number four. Well, what I wrote down for what I need help with is my occupational path or my career path. I really need help with that. So that's what I have down for number four. And I will learn. I probably had the number switched up incorrectly. So what I'll do is I'll let you tell me what I need to see.
Yeah, you have it right now. That you're okay now. Number five is this year I will learn. So you got it.
Okay. Excellent. So I will learn this year. I will learn animation.
Ooh.
So that's what I will learn.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to explore that field and I will learn that. And the next question, which will be, I believe, is it number six?
Number six, uh-huh.
And that one is, could you just remind me what that one is?
This year I am the new beginner and I'm nervous as hell about...
learning to drive.
Yes, learning to drive.
Aww. I'm 31 years old. Yes. I've never driven a car in my life. I mean, apart from the kid, and my father put me in his lap, and I would drive a little bit apart from that. And actually, I got my first driving lesson today.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
I was nervous.
Deep breath, Griffin. Deep breath. That's the one word of advice I can give you is deep breaths. And then, as they say, are saying in the chat room, stay tight, stay just drive slow. You know. Take it easy. And know that no one can hurt you in the car. You can do more damage to people outside the car than they can do to you. So you don't need to be scared. You don't need to be worried. But, yes, I do understand. I do understand. And then this year, what do you need to get a new story about?
Well, two things. One is relationship. I believe it really started last year, a new story about relationships. So what it looks like and what it feels like. And
yeah.
What is a relationship for me? The ideal partner. It really began last year, and it's really taking a different phase this year. It's based on what I've observed, what I feel, and it's really something new. I've never had a relationship like this before, so it's new.
Yes,
and,
lots of new relationships starting this year, which I think is just beautiful and just kind of shows the energy that's present right now with everyone kind of having these fresh starts and really, really fresh starts where, if you remember the last caller who said she hadn't been in a relationship for 20 years, you know, and just started one, up to you, which I know yours is also relatively different than what you're used to in a good way. And so a beautiful new start for you. So I think that's amazing because I think it says so much about what kind of energy we have here right now. And I also think that it's beautiful because it really just shows, you know, the place that we're kind of at. You know what I mean? Like to actually welcome in this type of beautiful, you know, new energy and having a great relationship, the one that makes you feel nervous and feel giddy and feel like, you know, oh, my God, I'm so happy about, you know.
Yeah. So there's one more thing I would say my number seven is, and it is creating a positive self-image.
Creating a positive self-image. Yeah.
When I really look at that, something where I am. I need, so it needs to be for that.
I love that. I love that. I love it, Griffin. Thank you so much for sharing. Wishing you much love and hugs on all of your wishes and desires for this year. I love them. Thank you so much, Griffin.
Okay, before I want to wish you Happy New Year. And
oh, yeah, Happy New Year.
Family,
yes.
I want to wish you a big Happy New Year with all the love and all the warmth. and everybody's wishes will come true this year. I mean,
yes.
Like, for real, everybody, enough love. I love you all. Big up.
Oh, yep. Thank you, Griffin.
Yay.
Much love to you, all too. Right. Yes, much love. Yeah. All right, hold the line. Oh, really, really love this, you all. Love all the shares. Just very amazing. And like I said, it's so interesting to see how, again, relationships come up. Relationships just keep coming up. No matter what share we do, they always come up. So I love that. So let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 440. 440, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Happy New Year. This is Explicit Inside, and now 13, a.k.a. Pumpkin.
What's going on, Pumpkin? Happy New Year to you, too.
I'm just trying to just really grasp that 2014 is here. Just like, oh, my God, really?
It's here, girl. It's here.
Oh,
yes.
My Lord. Completely. All damn time, but still, like,
So you going to share your list. I know this is going to be exciting.
Absolutely. Hey, the one lesson that I learned in 2013 that I will carry into 2014, which is like two parts, be prepared and just goddamn do it. For real. I done learned both of them.
Be prepared and just goddamn do it. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I done learned it. The hard way, just like, I can't just do no more 1 minute shit and be like, oh, here's my presentation I just did 20 seconds ago.
No, ma'am.
No, I can't do that no more. Mm-hmm. Oh, it worked a little bit for a while. It worked a little bit.
Yeah.
And, and what's that slide at the end? I ain't trying to explain that slide at the end on my bed.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful lesson to carry.
Yes. I'm more that shit. This year, I will start planning how I'm going to work for myself while I finish my degree. Pay for my first hotel room for this one convention this summer. Because I'm sick. Inside, I have to bunk with my mama. I'm sorry, I can't do it no more.
What's the convention?
I need the 105th NAACP convention in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, now you put it out there. Okay, that's gonna happen. Okay.
Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And getting my health back together.
Yeah.
Because I've been sick for the last few weeks.
Yes,
girl.
I understand that.
At the end of it and right afterwards, I was just like, oh, my God. Come on, man. After 2020, I'm going to get sick like this. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, it's not cool, but I understand. It's not cool, but don't feel alone because we all got hit with that ish. So, yeah.
Long Hercules stay over there, and I come over here.
Hercules hit our asses. Yes.
Nah.
Yes. So what will you finish this year?
School and hopefully living here in the city. I love my city. I love my home, Mama. I love you, but I gotta go. I gotta go. Somewhere the best place possible for me because, like, I just don't want to spend my adult life here. I just don't want to do it. Nah.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you want to relocate this year. Do you know where?
Yes. Relocate, like, you know, like I'm going to finish my schooling, but, you know, I want to know where I want to go by the end of the year.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. This year you need help with?
Expanding my network circle. It's just that I am in contact with people I knew in high school and then other people I just
generally got to know, I'm kind of tired of everybody. And I'm just like, I just need new people in my life. New people, positive people, inspiring people. I'm so happy I got you guys because, you know what? If I didn't have y'all, I would not have my sanity.
Yeah, I know what you mean. New. Okay, new social circle, new networking circle. Feel that. Okay. What are you gonna learn?
I'm gonna learn how to stay organized, how to stay focused, rely on myself more, and come more into my autonomy.
Love that. Okay. And then this year you are a new beginner and nervous as hell about what?
Being still here because I want to travel. I want to travel. I've been traveling all my life, but I want to travel to the other side of the world now. I almost been all over the United States by now, and to some of the islands, but I want to go to the other side of the world.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah. Love that. Okay. And then what you need to get a new story about?
Oh, my gosh. Woo! My love life, recreational activities, and just generally everything because, like, I'm a new beginner for real. I'm starting my life for the first time. Like, this the big bang for real.
Yeah.
All I got is a Netskin card and an old vacation to the Save me.
You are too funny. That's a song right there, Pumpkin. All I got is my Netskin card.
I could definitely do something with that. You know what? You were right. I mean, do something with that right now. Just come out the ether. There you go.
There you go, girl. That's your hit for 2014, girl.
Yes. Got the Netskin card, and then my college finally made the UPass free so I can finally just go all over the city where I have to spend $5 every damn day.
Them UPass is a necessity in the cities. They are a necessity in the city, you know. I don't even understand how schools cannot do that. I went to school where we walked everywhere in Carbondale, but, you know, I understand because every place I teach at is a city school, and I just be shaking my head when students tell me, you know, they didn't have money to pay for their bus pass or something because it's expensive. So, I understand. That needs to be a part of your education when you pay for it. I agree.
Right. $1,200.
It's a lot of money.
You telling me I ain't getting no bus pass? I got to walk to school, you for real? Nah, I can't do that. That ain't cool, y'all.
Yes, I agree. Well, I love everything you share, Pumpkin, and I know this is going to be a really beautiful year for you. So thank you so much for calling in, as always, and gracing us with your wisdom. I love that. Peace and love to you. Happy 2014, and sending you love and hugs and kisses, of course. All right, hold the line for us. I love it. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 334. 334, you are live on The Remix. Who's on the line, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Esther. This is Sheena from Montgomery.
Hey, Sheena. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Happy
New Year. Happy New Year to you, too. How are you?
I'm doing good. And so I'm going to go ahead and start. Yep. Yep, so let me go ahead. For number one, the one lesson that I learned in 2013 and want to carry into 2014, I put just to, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed. So that's what Brother Bilal told me. And he was so right about that. And just to start speaking my truth, you know, doesn't matter. Yeah, it don't matter if somebody look at me crazy because I'm saying something. They feel like I'm saying something crazy or not. Just to speak my truth and just be happy because that makes me happy. So
Yes, girl. That's a life lesson. Closed mouth don't get fed.
It don't get fed. So I'm going to just speak my truth regardless of what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
And then number two, this year I really want to start being consistent. That was like my biggest thing that I struggled with, and I'm going to start being consistent and just not stopping when I start new, just with my spiritual work, just work on, you know, my physical self, just my business ventures, just be consistent with it and keep going because I know consistency is the key.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And number four, this year I would need help with, I really want to start my own business. So it would be good if I had like a mentor that just helped me, you know, just walk me through a couple of steps that, you know, that I need help with.
Yes,
that would be good.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And number five, this year I would learn how to just quit worrying, relax, and just enjoy my life and have fun. And just, you know.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. Just, you know, just really live in the moment and just not worry about, just not, despite what's going on around me, just still, you know, just don't worry about it because I know everything will work out anyway.
Absolutely.
And number six, well, am I on number six? Yeah. This year, what's number six?
This year, I'm a new beginner and nervous as hell about.
Oh, okay. I'm a new beginner and nervous as hell about speaking my truth.
It takes courage to do that. So it does. And one thing I can tell you about that, Sheena, because I definitely understand it. I don't really suffer from that. I suffer from the other thing of being a little too outspoken. So, you know, for me, my issue is I need to shut my ass up a lot of the times, which I have learned as in my older years. But one of the things that can really help you with speaking your truth is getting you a recorder. And even if you have something on your phone, like an app, an audio recorder, where you talk to this recorder. So you record yourself. And so let's say you have like an encounter with somebody, somebody pisses you off or something, and, you know, while you're kind of building this up, you take your recorder out, go to the bathroom, go someplace private, and you go right ahead and you say everything into that recorder that you wanted to tell their ass. And you just have a whole conversation, you record it, that way you can go back and listen to it. And what happens is the more and more you start to do that, you can kind of amp it up. So first you can just be doing it talking to the recorder. Then you're going to do it in the mirror, and you'll actually be looking at yourself in the mirror, you know, why. And I'm using going off as an example because that's usually the time that we bite our tongues is when we really should be saying something. But it could be it could be anything. It could be, you know, you could be practicing how you're going to tell your loved one, you know, how much you want to, you know, do something to them. That sometimes can be nervous too. So you can do any of those, but what you do is you record it, and then you go back and you listen to it. And as you do that, what it does is it builds up your confidence. You're able to kind of replay those things in your mind so that you know the next time you get with this situation, ain't going to be no hesitation because you're going to already have it prepared in your head. Like, no, you didn't. And then you're going to say, you say everything that you practice. So that's a way for you to try to do that just to help to build up that confidence. It also helps a lot with public speaking. And I've been doing public speaking all my life since I was like 5 years old, and so I just know that these are things that help you to be comfortable. Once you do it with yourself, no one else matters, because the only person that you worried about anyway mattering really is you. Like, you don't want to make yourself look embarrassed. You don't want somebody to be mad at you about something. It's you. So try that and let us know if it works for you.
I'm definitely going to try the essence. I definitely am, because you know what? Even though, you know, I get a little nervous sometimes, I definitely love, like, public speaking and just talking in front of people, which is so crazy how that, you know. But I know that once I get over this, this definitely opened up some new doors for me, you know. So I'm going to try that.
Yeah. And all it is really just you being comfortable with saying what's already there. You know, it's already there. It want to come out. It's just you being comfortable with it. So when you record it, you go ahead and you can hear. You can get all that nervousness out. You can play it back and be mad at how you sound and be like, I don't want to say it like this. When I say it, I want it to sound like this. You know, you can go mm-hmm. way off with it.
Okay. I'll do it.
Absolutely. Did you do your last one already?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, not yet. This year, okay. This year I need to get a new story.
A new story, yes.
Basically, you know, my self confidence coming out and just being comfortable with who I am and what I say and what comes out,
mm-hmm.
and you know. And my, you know, my financial history, getting the story with that and just being totally transformed.
Yes. You going to be transformed, girl. Trust me. You going to be transformed. And I'm telling you, once you start doing that, you going to be like, girl, I recorded a whole damn audio book. I was talking so much. I had so much to say. I done recorded a doggone audio book for real.
Yes. I see it.
Yes, that is so beautiful. We'll definitely sending you a lot of love and hugs and kisses, Sheena. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing. And you done put it out there into the ethers now. So, you know,
yes,
just
girl.
Sit back. Beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Y'all so funny in the chat room. Y'all are so funny. Y'all gonna make me play that song tonight. I was really trying not to go into my Queen Bee mode, but y'all gonna put me on that for real. Let me go to the next caller. Caller in from area code 615. 615, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther. Happy New Year. This is LaShika calling from Nashville.
Hey, Yashika from Nashville. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I know you're doing well. Like I said, Happy New Year and the Miss Blue, the whole remix crew. And thank you for the opportunity to share this. I'm excited about sharing and then to go back. I made up my mind before I called in to press 1 that if I did this, I was going to go back and listen to this, like, in the middle of the year and then towards the end just to kind of see. So thanks for having this, and hopefully it'll help me stay on track. But
it's going to help you, girl. It's going to help you for sure. Mm-hmm.
So the lesson I learned last year that I want to carry is to trust my intuition.
Yeah.
And this year I would start being unapologetic about investing in myself. And so I started self-invested with that and looking forward to getting started with those classes this year. This year I will finish a motivational book, writing that.
Okay.
And this year, I need help with stability and balance.
Those are some interesting things to need help with. Oh, yeah, I do understand that.
This year, I want to learn how to roller skate, and I want to learn how to swim.
Okay.
And then how to trust myself. I want to learn how to really tap into that. I'm a new beginner and scared of, well, I haven't really dated in several years. No long-term, no committed relationships, anything like that. And towards the end of last year, I just started thinking and just kind of started looking at my priorities. And that's kind of back on the scene for me, so I'm scared as hell.
Yeah. Join the club, girl. Join the club. We are right there with you. It's a lot of us that are right there in the same boat with you. So, yeah, understand.
And so with that, then, you know, just being a new beginner in a lot of different areas of my life, and so just being scared as hell that I don't want to get in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the newness and the different changes. And so the thing that I need to get a new story about is my past.
Wow.
And there's
wow.
some things that I thought that I had dealt with and, you know, was healed from, and last year just showed me that not so much.
Yeah,
so,
still dealing
with
it.
Working on getting a new story, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. Wow. You know, a few things you said. Number one, you said you wanted to learn how to swim and learn how to roller skate. And
yes.
Roller skating, first of all, I love to roller skate. Oh, my gosh, I love skating. Haven't been in a while, but I used to do it so hardcore, especially growing up. And then swimming, I also love to swim. I think we need to have, like, we need to do a show where we just kind of maybe highlight classes for the Remix family. So like the, you know, skating classes and swimming classes and all these types of things that we could just have people call in and share that are offering trainings and offering these types of classes, because so many of
that'd
us, I think,
nice.
Are looking for that. That would be really good. So I definitely, I'm gonna put that together. I think we need to do a show like that. And then the whole thing about being nervous in relationships and dating, because I also think that this is something this is something that a lot of us are dealing with. I think that kind of going into just being open to dating, and when you're an adult and when you haven't kind of necessarily been taught how to date and you just kind of going at it just, you know, here we go, let's see how this works, it's very scary. It's very
yeah.
scary. And I hear the same stories no matter how many people I talk to, my friends, and a lot of them are, you know, people that are in my age group, but then also people who are in their 40s and 50s and 60s who are dating. It's scary no matter how old you is. It's scary. Matter of fact, the kids, the teenagers, they probably have it the best. You know what I mean? Because even though they're scared, they're just so happy and excited to be doing it,
right.
and they don't have all the baggage associated with it. But for our grown asses, child, please, we be going
right.
through it. So I think we definitely will have some shows this year that probably will just kind of share some really honest experiences and perspectives on dating and things to do and things that kind of work for us. Because I think it really is just about having that kind of conversation amongst your peers to hear, you know, things that you try, things that you did that didn't work, and kind of go from it from there. Because there's really not a manual. There's not a right or wrong. It really
right.
is just about coming from a pure place and being open to love and open to experience it, the good and the bad. I mean, that's the truth of it, is that when you put yourself out there, and I just know this from my experience, I'm the first to tell you I hate all this dating shit. You know, I get so worked up about it, and my experience
yes.
is just so crazy with it. I'm like, oh, this is all for the birds. But I understand that it's a process that you kind of
right.
have to go through it. You got to give it your all. You got to put yourself out there. That's the only way for you to find your love.
It's a lot of work. I mean, it can be time-consuming, and one of my biggest issues is, you know, being single for so long and,
yes.
yeah, and that
yes.
not being something that's been a priority, and then trying to kind of blend that in to my lifestyle and what I'm doing. It's just kind of interesting, because at the same time, I don't want to give off the impression that I'm not interested or anything
right.
like that, but
right.
I don't want to become something that I'm not, just to make this, you know, potential relationship work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, yeah, girl.
So,
listen,
okay.
I completely
so we're on the same page.
And it's a lot of us that are on the same page with that, I'm telling you. And like I said, I also think for us that it's also kind of that fear that you're doing it wrong. And you know, you kind of
yeah.
be on all pins and needles when you meet someone new. And as soon as something don't go right, you be, oh, my goodness, what does this mean? You know, and
right.
thing, or if they do something you don't like, you be like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that whole thing. Yes. That's a sign, girl. That's a sign. I need to leave that alone. You know, right. Exactly. mean, we go crazy with that. And I think that that is so important to share and to talk about, just to hear that you ain't crazy, that, you know, we do that, all of us do that, not just the women, brothers do that too, you know, and just to hear that just coming from a very honest perspective. So you just gave so many ideas for shows, and so I want to thank you for that, because I think that all of these things are going to be great, and all the other callers too who touched on this. This is really stuff that we need to kind of talk about this year, because obviously there's so many of us who are going through it together.
It really did. I mean, to hear the other callers, because I had already written out, you know, when you first gave the questions, but then as I started listening to everybody, it's like, okay, so I'm definitely not alone in this. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to whatever shows the remix put together about that. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lasika. So I am sending you much love and hugs and kisses. And we're going to get them roller skates and swimming class. And we're going to get them for you. We're going to get that for you. We're going to find somebody in Tennessee. If I got to come down to Tennessee, we're going to get some classes going down there. For real. All right,
peace and love.
Hold the line. Oh, that is so funny. Love the Remix family. Well, we have about 10 minutes to go. Kind of doing a shorter show tonight, which I know all of y'all was tripping, like, where'd the time go? We did a shorter show tonight just because I was very cognizant of the time, and I know that I started a little late. But we will go into the after hours, but I wanted to tell you all to make sure you get on the line, 646-652-2711, because we have about 9 minutes left in the show. So make sure you're on you're on the line for that. And I am going to since y'all done talked it up, I think I'm gonna play a little B for intermission before we go into our next exercise. So let's do that. Let's take a little break and dance a little bit, and then we'll come back.
Your challenges are a young group from Houston. Welcome Beyonce, Latavia, Nina, Nikki, Kelly, and Ashley, the hip-hop rapping Girls Time.
To aspire to marriage. I'm expected to make my life choices, always keeping in mind that marriage is the most important. A marriage can be a source of joy and love and mutual support, but why do we teach girls to aspire to marriage and we don't teach boys the same? We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but for the attention of men. We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are. Feminists, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
You wake up, post up, run around in it, laughing on it, your diamond, my diamond, this rock, my rock,
Skeleton Crew, 4 stars. A perfect score the challenger Girls Time receives. 3 stars. Skeleton Crew, champions once again. Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Just had to play a little B, you know. It just, it never fails. She always just gets me where I need to be. Yes. Flawless. Yes, yes, yes. So, just take a deep breath and tell everybody you woke up like this, you know, for 2014, Remix Family, flawless, just really acknowledging yourself and loving yourself. And I know that a lot of you wrote that down for something that you wanted to get help with for this year, is really being able to love you. And that's one way, is just telling niggas, I woke up like this. For real, this is one of those songs that really just boosts your self-esteem, though. It really does. It really boosts the way you feel. And so it's a good song to play. And like I said, this is for everybody. It ain't just for the sisters. Brothers, y'all need to hear it too sometimes. So, you know, that's all you need. So 646-652-2711. Like I said, make sure you get on the line, because if you are listening via the PC, you got about 3 minutes left before we go into the after hour. So let's talk about our second exercise that we're going to do. And this might be the last one, because it may take us a while to get through it, but we'll see how far that we get. So our next exercise is going to be toning linguistics for new beginnings. And so I thought it'd be a really good idea to do toning linguistics a little differently, of course, because we started this year off right. We're doing stuff new beginnings, doing everything a little differently. So what I thought we should do is to take our answers from the 7 questions, the 7 statements that you all just did, and then incorporate it into a 2014 tuning poem. And this is going to be a poem that's going to help you to remember the seeds that you have planted tonight that you want to fertilize throughout the year. And it's also going to be to help ground yourself when you seem off track. And honestly, just like I said about the audio recordings, it is nothing more powerful than going back and reading your own written words about what you want for yourself and seeing it as it manifests. It's so powerful. It is something that you can use as a measure. And a lot of times, if you don't even go back and read it, maybe you'll come back and read it at the end of the year. And then you go, wow, I said I was going to do this in January. And look at that. Look at all the things that manifested. And so we're going to do a tuning poem. And what it's going to be called is, it's going to be your name. So in my example, it's going to be Esther's Nyasharat. And Nyasharat is new beginning. So it's going to be your 2014 Nyasharat, all right? And so let me give you all the words. We're going to get into some Hindi words. Get into some Hindi words. And like I said, all the words I'm going to give you are going to be Hindi, but when you're writing this, you're really going to be writing using the answers that you shared in the examples above. So this is going to be kind of creative. You can combine it together. You can take bits and pieces and put it all together. You can do this however you want. Just want to give you all another warning, 646-652-2711. Make sure you get on the line. We got about 1 minute left on the live stream. So if you're not already on the line, make sure you get in. I'm going to spell all the words. I am. I got you all. Don't worry. I got you all. All right. So The first word in your title is Nai Sharat, and that means new beginning. Nai Sharat is spelled N-A-I-S-U-R-A-T-A, and that's new beginning. Okay, Nai Sharat, new beginning. The second word is humility. And humility is vinamrata. Vinamrata is humility. Humility is a very important thing to have going into a new year. The third word is strength, and that is shakti. Shakti is strength, and that's S-A-K-T-I. The fourth word is embrace. It embraces alingan. Alingan. Mm-hmm. That's embrace, all right? A-L-I-N-G-A-N-A. And I'll go through the words again, like I said. The fifth word is, well, this is a phrase. It's close the door. Close the damn door. Close the door is the phrase. And that's Darvan Jamban. Darvan Jamban. And that's spelled D as in dog, A-R-A-V-A-J-A-B-A-N-D-A. And I'll say that again. D as in dog, A-R-V-A-J-A. B-A-N-D-A. Darvan Jamban. Close the damn door. The sixth word is garden. And garden is udyan. And that's U-D-Y-A-N-A. Udyan. That's garden. Okay? And then the last word is going to be fertilize. And that is kandana, kandana, fertilize, K-H-A-D-A-D-A-L-A-N-A, kandana. And I'm going to go through the words again, for you all. All right, so first word, Nai Sharat, that's new beginning, N-A-I-S-U-R-A-T-A. Second word, vinamrata, that's humility, V-I-N-A-M-R-A-T-A. Third word, shakti, which is strength, that's S-A-K-T-I. Fourth word, alingan, which is embrace, is A-L-A-L-I-N-G-A-N-A. Fifth word is Darvan Jamban, which is close the damn door. D-A-R-A-V-A-J-A-B-A-N-D-A. Sixth word is udyan, which is garden, U-D-Y-A-N-A. And seventh word is kadana, which is fertilize, K-H-A-D-A-D-A-L-A-N-A. So again, what you're going to do is you're going to take these words and incorporate this. This is going to be your tuning poem for 2014. It's going to be your Nai Sharat. It's your new beginning. So you can take your answers and just incorporate a little funky. You can write however you want. If you want to do something that's a traditional poem, if you want to do something that's a very short story, it's really up to you, but you're going to take your answers that you did from those seven statements above, and you're going to incorporate those into a very creative poem. And what you're going to do when you finish this poem is you're going to place it on your altar, and you can actually buy a plant. You can buy a plant that's specifically for this, so specifically a Nai Sharat plant, a new beginning plant. And when you water the plant, you can think about those intentions that you've set for yourself this year, and you'll have the home right next to it. So it's a very great creative way to kind of incorporate what you're writing, put it into motion, and put that energy out there. And having a plant by it is so powerful because the plant, well, you can actually program it so that it takes all of this into its energy. And when you see it grow and sprout, you can see all these wonderful intentions that you've set. So I'm going to go through the words one more time. I'm going to play a little bit of music. And I want everyone who's on the line, when you're ready to share, go ahead and press 1. There's a whole lot of you that have 1 press right now, so I need all of y'all to press 1 again to take yourself out of queue because I bet that you're not ready to share yet. But I'm going to go through the words one more time, and then I'm going to go to the line. So the words again is Nai Sharat, which is new beginning, Vinamrata, which is humility, Shikti, which is strength, Alingan, which is embrace, Darvanjamban, which is close the door, Udyan, which is garden, and then Kaldana, which is fertilize. All right? All right, so let's listen to a little bit of music, and then when I come back, we'll go to the lines. Press 1 whenever you are ready to share. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Because most of everyone that has their hand raised right now already had their hand raised. So I cannot tell if you all have your hand raised because you're ready to share. So if you if you've already shared at any point tonight and you are not ready to share right now, can you press 1 for me again so that I know not to call on you? If you are indeed ready to share, that's what I thought. See, now everybody dropping. If you are indeed ready to share, press 1 again so that you're actually in the queue and ready to go. All right, good. Very good, very good. So I just wanted to I want to answer a question. Anne in the chat room asked what was the name of the plant. I didn't actually give a name of the plant. You can use any plants. I would definitely say bamboo, and that's just because bamboo is so great for a lot of different uses in the house, and it's just really good energy to have around. But and also because it grows fairly quickly, so you'll be able to kind of see that happening. But you can use any plant. It doesn't have to be a specific plant. But I would definitely get a new plant for this because it's all about new beginnings. So this is your kind of Nicherot, so you want to have a Nicherot plant to go with it, you know. So any plant that you choose would be good. So I'm going to go to the lines, and I'm just going to see if if these people that have their hands raised are actually ready to share. So let me go to 440. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Oh,
yeah, this is Carly. I'm ready, so come back to me.
Okay, fine. All right. Hold the line. That's what I figured. All right, let me go to 615. 615. You ready to share? Hello.
Hi, this is Chastity.
Hey, Chastity. You ready to share?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. Chastity said, yeah, I'm ready to share. All right. Go for it.
All right, let's see. I was born on the 14th, once in the very beginning, on a Monday night. And again at the stroke of midnight in the 14th year of the new millennium. This is my Nicerata with Venamarta. I hope I'm saying this right.
Love
for myself and all who I meet. I Alagvana, the good and bad, without judgment and fear. A lookout of a newborn's eyes with only love and trust for all. Adarja Bambanda.
Darvanjaban.
There you go. Darvanjaban.
Darvanjaban, yes.
On others' opinions, let them live in someone else's dwelling. I kawavand up with my udana, with a web of words, weaving through plots and pages, climaxes, love scenes, shock endings, statistics, opinions, titles, and barcodes. I kawandap my udyana with Sakti from Manasarat, with happiness, joy, and blessings for the universe. I, Alagvana, my man, and all good things to come.
Yes, yes. Oh, that was awesome, Chastity. I love that. Yes, love it.
I know I messed up some of them words, but I
That ain't even what it's about. You got it out. That's not even what it's about. That was really, really beautiful, Chastity. Thank you so much for sharing. That's what's up.
No.
All right, hold the line. Yes, yes. It doesn't even matter, you all, if you have trouble with the words, because y'all know it's not about being perfect here on the remix. So it's definitely just putting the energy out there and just really toning linguistics. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And it's really also opening up that energy for you. If you aren't a person that uses Hindi in your day-to-day, you know, life, then this is also a very new beginning as well. So you could look at it in a multitude of ways. So I want to check and see. Let me actually go to 954. I just want to check and see. 954, you're live on the remix. 954. Okay, that's what I thought. All right, so I don't have anyone else that's ready to share, and it looks like a lot of people's calls dropped, which is okay, because I do know that the show went into after hours sooner than later. Let me go back to Pumpkin and see if Pumpkin is ready to share. Pumpkin, you ready to share? 440, you are back on the line. Okay, Pumpkin might not be ready yet. Okay, so let me just tell you all again what I was talking about for your Nisharat is that you can put this on the altar, so whenever you do finish it, and it's something you can spend some time with, you know, and it's definitely not, even though we're kind of doing it quickly tonight, ideally you would spend some time kind of putting this together because it's something you definitely want to put some thought into, and you can even get really jazzy with it and decorate it, you know, like I said, you definitely want to title it and put your name on it. It's going to be your 2014 Nisharat. Put it on your altar if you want to have some crystals by it, that's fine. Get you a plant, though. That is definitely the one thing you definitely want to do. Get you a plant, put it next to the plant, and then put you some time on it. And so, you know, if you want to maybe go back and check it in 3 months and then 6 months, or you may decide you don't want to read it again until the end of the year, that's fine. It's up to you. You know, you can then close it up, put it by the plant, put the plant on top of it. You know, you can do a lot of kind of nice creative things with it just to tap into that energy. So just wanted to share that with you all. It's really great to do that. Whenever you water the plant, you'll be able to think about the intentions you have set. Have you watered your intentions? You know, have you really kind of gave the thought and the energy towards those things that you're setting in place? Are you fulfilling them? Are you working towards them? It's a really good way to check in, and the plant is the perfect symbol for it, you know, because whenever a plant ain't doing well, what happens? You can always tell. The leaves get brown, it gets withered, it looks old, so it's a good way for you to check. You don't want these things that you're setting in motion right now to become like a plant that doesn't have water, that a plant that doesn't have that energy and that love. So it's a great representation for you to, you know, put that in it and really to look at it and have that example for you in your room, in your sacred space, you know, even at work, if you have some things that are related to your workspace, take a plant, put it there, and put your letter there. You can also do several poems if you want to do like a different one for your love life or relationships. I know a lot of us have been talking about new things we want in relationships, and child, we could probably write a whole poem just to that. So if you want to do it for a relationship, that's perfect as well. You can have you a bamboo that's just for your new man that's coming, you know. That's right, Chastity, an anthology, yes. Absolutely. So just a very creative way, yes, a fairy tale calamar, exactly. Just a very creative way to kind of welcome this new energy in and to really just open and embrace it, you know. It's something that I'm looking forward to. Like I said, this year is going to be off the chain for us, Remix family. I love all of you, and I know last year we had so much fun together and really just learned so much from you all and enjoy sharing with you all. Happy to be back with the family. Missed you all terribly. I think we're going to dance and we're going to maybe close it out tonight unless I see somebody else that's ready to share. But I think we'll play some music. We'll play some music and we will jam out and kind of close it out tonight. As always, make sure that you download. And I will see you all next week. See y'all on Facebook. Love all of you all. Sending much love out to Miss Blue and Sister Manya, who are out listening to the share. And, I know y'all still working on a poem. It's okay. I know. That's why I said we'll play some music. We'll play some music. And then if you all are done while we listen to the music, that'll be okay, too. So let's jam out. And then we will... We'll get out of here. All right, let's see. What do I want to listen to? What do I want to listen to? What do I want to listen to? Y'all are so funny in the chat room. You know, I do want to hear Drake, but I don't want to hear Worst Behavior because I'm not on my worst behavior tonight. I think I want some this. These are powerful shares. I want to hear these shares. We'll get back to Drake. Don't worry. All right. So I'm going to go to the caller. Caller there from 646. 646, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, Esther. This is Tiff in Rio. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? Good.
I'm good. Thank you so much for the share, for everything. Really encouraging for me. And, you know, it really helps because I need a lot of help with just kind of being me and just being vulnerable and saying what's really on my mind. And, you know, And, you know, this. So, I'm just going to share my poem.
Okay. Go for it. I don't stop Drake for you, girl. Go for it.
Thank you. Okay, I'm learning to dance naked, a lingam, all that is me behind closed doors, giving me the minimality to ask for the support and encouragement I need through Shifty and Karandana, my flourishing Budan, growing into my Sirat. Dab a John on my bullshit.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but thank you for the opportunity because, you know.
No, thank you.
Yes, I appreciate, you know, just allowing me to kind of warm up and you know, just kind of be me and realize, you know, I can revise, but, you know, sometimes
yes.
it's like, do it.
Absolutely.
Really?
Just do it. That's right. Just do it. That's exactly right. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in to share. And definitely sending you much love to you and the baby over there. Hugs and kisses for a wonderful 2014 for both of you all.
Thank you.
All right. And peace and love. Hold the line. Yes, indeed. And hugs and kisses to Miss Blue, too. Hold the line. All right, going to the next caller, calling in from 440. Are you ready now?
Yes, I am ready. After all the crap that's going on over here, yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Woo! All right. Hey, be prepared, goddammit, not eat Shabbat. Just do it, goddammit, not eat Shabbat. Line up my ducks in a row for work, for travel, for health, not eat Shabbat. Not eat the rat. Thumb in the rat tie for all I got. Thumb in the rat tie for what it's right. A long gun, a new network. A long gun, organized, focused, persevere. A tsunami survives up this year. Hey, that's one giant to bullshit. Not eat the rat. Toxic relations go, not eat the rat. Let the healing flow, not eat the rat. In my bonjour, the fight is conjunga. For victory, for growth, for strength, for power. Na'i Sarai. 2014, Na'i Sarai.
So, Pumpkin, you know that's going to be your first song, right? On your album? That's going to be your
it
first song.
Yes,
you do know
yes.
that, right? Yeah, that
right.
is. That's what that's going to be.
Okay.
You just
yeah,
put
please.
It out there, and so that's going to be it. Na'i Sarai. By Pumpkin,
woo!
A.K.A. Explicit. Isn't that right? So explicit. That's exactly right. That's going to be yours.
Yay.
I love it, Pumpkin. I love it. That was hot. That was really hot, though, for real.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. Just hotness. Hotness, I love it. All right, let me go to the caller. I believe this is a Skype call calling in. You are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Esther, it's Griffin. I just finished my party.
Hey, Griffin.
Sorry, it took so long.
That's okay. That's all right. I knew it was going to take time. That's why I said all I got to do is play Drake. Everybody get inspired. Then. Go ahead.
All right. Darvan Chow. Okay. Darvan.
Darva Jambon, yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Darvan Jambon, to the year that has passed, grateful to the gifts that it has brought my way. My dreams, desires, stand beside me, animated by the joys of my life.
Oh, his car dropped. Oh, Griffin. That's okay. We got it. We still got it. Aw, yeah. Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Much love, Griffin. We got it. What I did hear was that you want a Darva Jambon on the year that has passed. And we all are Darva Jambon on the year that has passed. For sure. All right. I think I have got to everyone on the line. If not, press 1 again, and I'll come back to you. I'm going to go back to what we was playing. Maybe, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna go back to what we was playing. I'm gonna go back to that. All right, here we go.
Thing that I see, I won't show high love and emotion.
And this song is for everyone that's welcoming in those new relationships, that's a little nervous about it. All you need to remember is the message of this song. It's all you need to remember.
You're much more than human, extraordinary machines. Oh, I never loved someone like this. All I know is have a thing here for you. We were made to love. We were made to love.
Dynamics family, another wonderful share. Go ahead and get ready to close out. I think everybody has shared that one and two. Sending you all much love and happy new year again. Happy 2014. Just welcoming in this beautiful new energy for all of us. New energy in our money lives and our love lives and our work lives and our home lives and our family lives and all of the things that we have going on. Another beautiful share and a lovely way to kick off the year. So peace and love, everybody. Hug somebody, kiss somebody, love somebody, and don't forget to download, download, download. Like always, we going to jam out because I need some heat to be sent over here, so we going to jam out. We going to jam out like we always do. All right. Peace and love, Remix family. Till next time, have a beautiful week, everyone.
Ain't that something, because you ain't want to talk to the band.
I don't even want to know what's going on over here. I'm just going to keep it moving. I'm just going to keep it moving. Nope. I'm just going to keep it moving. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's see. Whew. All right. Here we go. This is gonna work.